So this article is arguing MCP has a context problem, like agents need to know what they're allowed to touch, and that context doesn't live in the right place yet. Curious what you think.
The framing feels inverted to me. It's not that context is missing, it's that the article wants you to believe the context should live at the protocol layer, and I'm not convinced that's where it actually matters.
Mm-hmm.
Here's my read. Teams solving agent governance today are already doing it at runtime. The agent asks for something, the system checks permissions, and either it's allowed or it fails. That check can happen anywhere, application layer, API gateway, the MCP server itself. Moving it to the protocol layer doesn't actually eliminate the work, it just relocates the spec.
Okay, but that's where you solve it, not when. If you specify permissions at runtime, like the agent tries something and then you tell it no, you're solving it reactively. If you encode it at protocol time, you solve it proactively. That's not the same thing.
Fair. But proactive versus reactive is a performance question, not a correctness question, and the article doesn't have numbers on that trade-off. Does specifying boundaries at protocol time actually save latency? Does it reduce failures in production? Or does it just move the complexity upstream so the agent's designer has to think about it earlier?
It's both. You move the complexity upstream, that's the point. You're forcing teams to name what the agent is allowed to do in a form the machine can read before the agent ever runs. That's a specification win. And yes, it saves latency. But here's the real thing. Teams shipping agentic workflows at scale are already hitting this. They have multiple agents. They're running against open APIs or semi-open infrastructure. And the blast radius on one agent misbehaving is huge. For those teams, knowing upfront this agent can read SRC but not secrets is the difference between a coherent system and a mess of ad hoc checks scattered across the codebase.
Okay, I don't disagree with that. The architectural argument is sound. MCP's protocol layer governance is cleaner than leaving it to application logic. But the article makes it sound like this is a universal problem, and I think it's actually a solved by maturity problem. Most teams aren't running agents at that scale yet.
So you're saying the article is overstating urgency?
Yeah. The governance model is real and useful, but it's a nice-to-have for greenfield work and a cost reducer for mature deployments. The article writes it like it's a missing piece that's blocking everyone right now.
Fair. Though I'd push back slightly, the reason teams hit this late is they don't name the boundary early. If MCP makes it cheaper to name it up front, you avoid a whole refactoring cycle down the line. That's not nothing.
True, and I should say, I read the article, but I didn't chase the latest MCP governance docs or go verify every claim independently, so if there's a detail I'm off on, that's on me. But the high-level framing feels like it's selling the solution before the problem is actually felt.
Okay, so, real question, does the article actually name the problem, or just gesture at it?
It gestures. It says agents need context, governance requires boundaries, and MCP is where those boundaries should live. But it doesn't show a team that hit this wall and how they solved it before.
Yeah, that's the miss. A concrete example, like, here's a team running three agents against a Slack workspace. They kept stepping on each other's toes. Then they moved to MCP governance and cut permission failures by X percent. Would make the urgency real.
Exactly. Without that, it's architecture theater. And look, MCP's protocol layer answer is architecturally sound. You can specify permissions at that layer now, which is better than before. But better architecture and urgent for production teams are different claims.
So where do you actually land on it?
MPC's governance layer is real and worth measuring if you own the variance. If you're already running agents at scale and you're tracking permission-related failures. For everyone else, it's an implementation detail you'll probably adopt once the ecosystem matures. The article treats it like a blocker. I think it's a consolidation of work that was already happening.
I can live with that. The architecture is sound, the urgency is overstated, and the real audience is narrower than the article implies.
Yeah, and the thing I respect about MCP's move here is it's not adding features, it's adding boundaries. That's the boring work that actually matters for production systems.
Right. Protocol maturity isn't more features, it's more constraints.
Look at us landing on something.
It happens. Usually means the article was doing something right, even if the framing was off.